What's up, y'all? It's Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince Podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this, the Christmas hangover. So Saturday night, we had our Royal Fitness Christmas party at the Royal Hotel in Bacchus Marsh. And we, as the young guys would say, we sent it. We had a crack. It's always a great night. It's always amazing people there. And I, you can probably tell by my voice, it's rusty. It's probably going to go in the next day or so. I'm surprised it didn't go actually on the night, but maybe I'm just getting better at it because I'm shooting podcasts all the time. So maybe my voice is getting more tolerant to talking, but it's an awesome night with awesome people. Problem is I tend to drink a million Captain Morgans, and then when I go back and pay the bill, it's sort of evident that I drink a million Captain Morgans on the Sunday, and I walk in there, my head's like, oh, it's just, I'm in a bad state, and I walk back in to pay the bill, and they're like, all right, here's the bill. Like, oh, shit. Is this what we did last night? And going by the feeling of my body, it is exactly what we did last night, so I'm in no state to argue. But anyway, a thing that you know, I think holds a lot of people back is the fact that they party like a rock star regularly, if not every weekend. Right, there's a lot of people, especially the younger generation of Royal Fitness, and I get this. I was like this when I was that age too, as in like early 20s, late teens, that sort of stuff. Even some of the guys up until, you know, the 20s and 30s that drink a lot. It really does take an effect on your body. Now, I'm driving to training now. It's going to be the worst session I've had in the last few months. I can already guarantee it. I've had two coffees. I was too scared to eat. I was like, do I eat or do I just get coffee in? And I said to Tal, it doesn't really fucking matter what I've done. Like, my body's cooked anyway. So I'm just going to go in there and do the best. And something that I think I'm very good at, if I get on the sauce and have a few spiced rums, the next day, my main focus is catch up on sleep and hydrate, right? That's the first two things. Food-wise, I don't think there's a secret food that cures hangover, although I tend to get Thai food for dinner when I'm a bit hungover, so we had a bit of Thai food last night, and the only reason is I just like it. There's no reason. But you hear about people that get KFC or get McDonald's or whatever. Like, I don't do any of that shit. I won't get McDonald's on the way home ever. I'll tend to just focus on hydration. As soon as my drinking is finished, hydration's the key, right? Get water in. I was chatting to a doctor just the other day, because it was probably like 2 weeks ago. We're talking about it, and she was saying how we're talking about the intravenous drips and how people use that to hydrate after a big drinking session. And she was saying that it's just as effective orally, which means like if you drink it, it's just as effective to get enough water in before bed, and it'll do the exact same thing in your body. But the problem is that a lot of people can't drink a lot orally because they usually drink too much orally with their alcohol. So that's where the intravenous drips can come in. Now, I'm fucking shit scared of needles, so I will never get an intravenous drip from being hungover. Like, zero chance I would ever do that. But I am good at drinking and forcing down some water, and that's the key. So if you're looking at like, how can I prevent a hangover, hydration's key, right? I'm not someone who's going to say, if you're with a great group of people, look guys, this is another thing, this is just a side topic, people are like, oh, this must be the one night of the year that you drink. Now, I don't just drink one night a year. I'll drink if the crew's right, if the feelings are right, right? And I'll go hard. I am an extremist in my nature, so if I get carried away, I'll usually get carried away, right? So if I'm with a good group, good crew of people, and I'm just feeling it, I will go very, very hard as anybody else. I'll do my best, right? And that surprises people. They're like, hey, you're a trainer, you don't drink. I'm like, dude, I'm a human. Like, I love fun. Like, I just love having fun and doing cool stuff with cool people. So there's been plenty of nights when, this year especially, that where I've been, you know, out for dinner with, or up at someone's house for dinner with a few cool people and have some drinks, and it turns into like a 3 a.m. night and we're blind drunk, or going to a wedding and it's just a nice wedding, and then the guys that are around are just so much fun that we just don't even plan to get drunk or have a heap of drinks, but we end up just getting carried away, right? That's what I do. And the Christmas party is no different, right? The Christmas party for me I love the Royal Fitness Christmas Party just because it's such a great group of people all getting together and having a crack, right? And we're not there to have a crack, but it's the same. It escalates because everyone's like mates and we have fun. And you know, there's one of the boys, he said to me at the start of the night, he's like, I'm going to take it pretty easy. I'm not going to spend much money. He's trying to save money to go overseas. So he's like, no, I'm just going to take it pretty easy. But then two of his training crew rolled in and they end up going like in a two-way shouting this guy who's saving money, and they just ended up like, I got back at the end of the night chatting to them, and this dude was completely hammered and just having a ball. Like, it was just awesome to see how happy he was, but that was because two of his mates were looking after him and helping him, you know, afford to keep drinking, which I just think was really, really cool. I thought that was a really cool touch. I know it's probably ethically wrong that I should be happy about that side of things, but it just made me happy to see a great group of people having a great time anyway. Now, back into it. What are the effects of alcohol on your body in terms of performance and training? Now, we know a hangover feels like shit. You get the headache, you get tired and stuff like that. Now, I know that my performance, and I've tested this mentally, my mental capacity, if I have a big night, I am useless until about Thursday. Right, Wednesday I start to come good. I'm tired and fatigued. Sunday obviously is the write-off, like you're kind of useless. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, mentally fatigued, can't focus, can't think clearly, bit foggy, right? And then by Thursday I start to come good again. There's other things that happen though, like I'll get really short and shitty, right? Like I always notice if I'm tired, that's when I make bad decisions and I say dumb things. So like there's a high chance that when I'm in a fatigued state through drinking, that I'll say something negative to Tal that will start or trigger a fight, right? I might say something dumb that's like, that pisses somebody else off and that affects the business in some way. In my body, right, there's a higher chance of injury, and that's partly due to not focusing and like having a bit slower mentality around that. So if you're lifting a really heavy weight after a drinking session, you're generally going to lift worse, right? Like you will. That's the fact. Like I can see in performance, like people can lose up to 10-20% of their one rep maxes. Like if it just happens to be one rep max thing, that's why I was getting a lot of people to test if they couldn't make the Saturday max out session they were testing last week, even though it was meant to be a deload, because I knew that those who would have a crack on Saturday night would be weaker and more fatigued and just not lift as well during this week because they just feel like shit. So that's something to consider. Like if you are looking from a performance point of view, let's say you're an athlete, like a football player. I used to be like this in the past where you'd play footy and you'd drink on the weekend. But the weeks that I didn't drink, the following week, I would always have a better game. I would cramp less. I would feel better. I'd get through the game, with more possessions and just better in general. So that's a huge thing because the alcohol affects your recovery in your body. It'll affect your results. If you're trying to lose weight, alcohol is one of the worst things to put in your body to lose weight. The reason for that is your body has to process out the alcohol before it starts to do what it does in the fat burning process and using the other fuel. Because if you look at it as a fuel point of view, the best way I've been explained, or the simplest way I've been explained on how the fueling systems work, like your fat, proteins, carbs, and alcohol as your main calorie intake. Now, if you were to look at a fire, a little campfire, and you wanna try and like look at it from a point of view of like, what's the best way to burn this? Now, if you look at alcohol in terms of burning on the fire would be like throwing fuel on the fire. It's gonna light up that quickly, right? Carbs would be like throwing paper on the fire. They're gonna burn very fast. Like that's gonna be your first access point, so you can use the carbs to kickstart your energy. That's why when your blood sugar is lower, you feel a bit fatigued, you can have some lollies and you're up and about again, right? Now, if you look at like fats as like wood on the fire, just like a small bit of red gum, right? That's what a fat would be. It's gonna take a little bit more to burn, but it's gonna burn. And then look at protein as the, let's say it's like, I don't know what the best way to do the protein would be, but like either really, really hearty wood or even like putting like a brick on the fire, it's not going to burn very quickly. Like it's not going to be the easiest fuel to access for your body to process and use it as instant energy. Now, when we look at it from that point of view, it makes sense that if you've got a poison in your body, a toxin in your body, it makes sense that your body wants to get that shit out of it as fast as possible. So alcohol's like, all right, let's get this shit out. Let's use this as instant energy. Let's use this and process it out. So your internal, you know, organs and stuff have to process it out. You got your liver, you got everything that needs to flush that alcohol out of your body. Okay, now these same things that you need to flush the alcohol out of your body, they're trying to use the same, you know, they're trying to use energy as efficiently as possible. So if they're getting the alcohol out and they don't need to use the carbs, they're going to store that as fat, right? If they got fat in the body, they're going to store that as fat. If they got protein in the body, they're going to store that as fat because it's just extra, I suppose, calories and extra energy that they don't need to use. So when people are going before you know, they're going out for the big night, they might have a parma and a chip, like parma and chips or something like that. They might be eating some salt and vinegar chips along the way, just picking up party food or whatever, and then on the way home they've got KFC or Macca's or whatever, or kebab. But in the meantime, they've had, you know, like I had probably 25 Captain Morgans, right? The body's not going to say, hey, look, let's use all this other food as energy. It's like the Captain Morgans are fueling you enough. Now, I'm not saying don't eat when you drink. I think that's a recipe for disaster. But like, just be aware that if you drink, there's going to be a bit of a process. And that might be 1 to 2 days for that, all of the sugars, all of the toxins, all of the alcohol to get processed out of your body before it starts going into that fat burning mode or using actual energy as energy. All right, so that's a huge thing. So if you're trying to lose weight, alcohol can really fuck it up because you got like, especially if you're drinking weekly, you might have 6 days of like clean eating, but then you got a day where your body's literally just trying to clean itself out from the alcohol that you put in, maybe even 2 days, depending on how hard you're going, right? You start to throw, you know, other sugars and other shit into the mix, it's gonna be a recipe for disaster. So that's another little side point. Now, I don't want to get too far into that, but what else is there? There's the performance side of things. Like, I'm about to hit jiu-jitsu right now, and it's going to be an absolute write-off of a session. My goal is to get through the session, and it'll probably be the very same tomorrow. My goal will be to sweat. It will be to basically get as much toxins out of my body as possible, and survive. That's it. Just get it done. So that's obviously a not productive session compared to what I was having last week with not being hungover. And guys, I'm not giving you guys a lecture here. Like I said, if I've got the right opportunity, the right group of people, I will send it, as one of the boys said the other night. I still don't understand what that means, but I'm going to roll and send it and get amongst the boys. All right, it's going to be fun. And I suppose as I wrap this podcast up, because I don't want to keep hassling you guys about this, but just know your goals, know your outcomes, know why you're doing things. Don't become a drinker or a partier through a reason to sedate. Don't use it as a sedation method. Use it as an experience enhancer. I know a lot of people that use, you know, drugs and alcohol or something just to run away from life, right? Now, that's absolutely their choice and their decision, but if they're running away from something, they usually need to face that thing, go for that thing. And I've been in this state before. Right, like I understand it 100%. Back when I was in a really bad state, when my brother passed away, I was using things like drugs and alcohol to state things like to escape and to become, I suppose, numbed to the pains and the frustrations that I was having in my life. And the interesting thing is, when I started to deal with it properly, my sedation that I was using turned them into a life enhancer. And I became a lot happier. And it became this game of like, everything that I was doing to run away, it was just holding me back and making me worse and digging that hole deeper. And a lot of people get into that state. So my question for you guys today is a very simple one. It goes back into this. Where in your life are you using something that could be a life enhancer as an escape mechanism? Where in your life, across the body, in the weaponization of your body, the bulletproofing of your mind, the connection with those that matter, in the business, the bank accounts, the jobs, the careers, the life-changing things that you can do to both serve people and fill up your bank accounts at the same time, and even just in your fun, right? Where in your life are you using something as a sedation method as opposed to allowing it to be a life enhancer? Guys, part two to that is write this shit down and then work out how you can deal with the thing that you're sedating yourself from. What's step one? What do you need to do to shift forward in 2019? All right, that's all I've got for you guys today. I hope that helps out in some way. Now, if you have any questions, please hit me up. We're coming into the Christmas period. It's going to be a long, fun, exciting times for a lot of you. But don't let yourselves go. Remember what the ultimate outcome is. Like, I'm definitely going to have a bit of a break from training and have a rest and allow my body to recover. But the reason is because I want my body to recover so I can come out full steam in 2019. And I hope you guys can all join me in that because it's going to be a lot of fun. We can grow as humans, as, I suppose, five-dimensional human beings, men and women, and just absolutely crush everything in our path next year. Guys, I'm excited. I'm going to let my voice rest. I'm going to go try and survive this jiu-jitsu session and see how I go. I'll check in with you all tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye.